for having me.
So why was World Day for Farmed Animals started?
Well, around the world, you're looking at about 70 billion land animals that are slaughtered for food each year. So it's a huge amount of lives to go just, you know, unrecognised. So it's an opportunity, I suppose, for us to talk about the conditions that farmed animals lived in and the deaths that they endure for something that's completely unnecessary. Today is also actually International Day for Nonviolence, so it's a double whammy for animals.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you think that World Day for Farmed Animals helps the public in terms of awareness?
Look, any time that we put animals in the spotlight in conversations and, you know, talk about things from the sheer numbers, I mean, that number, you know, makes people realise just how big this industry is and how many lives it takes, right through to the specifics of treatment. You know, when we tell people that, you know, you chickens are, you know, one of the most abused animals on earth, they live in these filthy sheds, they have their beaks trimmed, they're often way too fattened up to even stand on their own legs, and then they have their, you know, they're strung up by their leg and have their throat slit at a very young age. And that's, you know, across the board for lambs and across the board for cows and things. Once we start talking about that, I think we start to bring back in the gap between the disconnect that people have between animals that they tend to love growing up, you know, farm animals are, you know, the cute and cuddly farm stories, through to these very sterile packets of cellophane wrapped flesh that they buy. And that connection tends to go away as we grow older, thanks to social conditioning and advertising. So it's a nice opportunity to kind of make that connection again and remind people that, you know, the end product of animal foods are actually living beings at the other end of it.
Mm. And I mean, as you said, as we said before, the first World Day for Farmed Animals was in 1983. Has there been an increase in people abstaining from eating farmed animals since then? What are the numbers looking like?
Oh, look, veganism in particular has been a juggernaut in the last 5 or so years. You know, there was a time when you were hard pressed getting a vegetarian option, and now, you know, you're hard pressed finding a place that doesn't offer a vegan menu. So we've seen it grow exponentially, and I think one of the great things about it is that veganism has taken on, and the animal rights movement itself has taken on a life of its own. We talk a lot about the concept of speciesism, so relating it to racism and sexism and ableism as an ism that creates this misconception that animals that are less than humans, you know, that non-human animals are less worthy than human animals. So that's a really nice uptake that we're seeing, that people are kind of looking at their values and going, hey, I express equality in all of my actions and I try really hard not to make arbitrary judgments on someone's worth based on their differences, and I can extend that compassion to animals, particularly to those animals that we tend not to think about very much that live on farms.
Mm. And, you know, I think, like, even looking on social media, veganisms and vegans, there's a lot of stigma around it and kind of a lot of negative reaction. They end up tending to be the butt of jokes a lot. So how does this days like this kind of try to fight that stigma?
Look, that's an interesting one. It's true, and I think that it comes from hitting a nerve. So I always take that as a good thing, because I feel like, you know, when somebody feels most affronted by something, that's great, because you might have touched a nerve. And the odds are, I think, that the people who are fighting veganism the hardest or making the most jokes probably hold those values of equality, and they don't like the mirror being held up and saying, hey, well, you say you believe this, but your actions say the opposite thing. So I think that's where we get that from, for starters. I think that in general, too, most vegans focus very much on the animals, and no amount of ridicule that we endure can, you know, can compare to the disgraceful treatment that animals endure. So I think that it's about keeping that focus back on the real victims and making sure that people understand that if they feel a little bit uncomfortable by what vegans are telling them about, you know, meat's impact on the environment or meat's impact on their health or meat's impact on animals, then it's probably their conscience telling them something.
Mm. Emily, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning about this.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Have a good day.